Well, this episode of WTF at TFW was brought to you by BuzzBeak's new HD camcorder, which I completely forgot to mention during the podcast, despite wanting to for days in advance, in order to use this chapter photo that you're looking at right now if you're looking at the M4A. Look at that photo! Isn't that cool? Anyway...
What the fuck's going on down there?
Welcome, brave adventurers, to WTF at TFW. I hope you've all rolled your classes and you have your character sheets out, because we're going to start this podcast, and I actually have a big surprise to drop on you all. We were talking about Dungeons and Dragons before we started recording. Wanderers of the fantastic and amazing, with me today are three of my greatest Dick DMs. Aaron.
I'm not talking to you. Apparently I'm just a Purdue guy.
But you are from there, right? Like, did I get that much right?
Yes, it's in the same region.
Awesome. Well, you know, you're also the car guy who knows about cars more. Anyway, our next master of the dungeon is the returning Lupus Convoy.
Can I cast Magic Missile in the darkness?
Indeed you can. Do you breathe lightning?
Yes!
And finally, our half-page of stats dragon master, paladin, ogre, halfling,
just
Omegas Prime!
Here, someone give me a 12-sider. I need to roll to see if I have my underwear on right now.
Alright, this is loaded, though. It's gonna be a 1.
Oh, God.
And we're actually a Transformers podcast, so we're going to talk today about Transformers. But, you know, I had to get that out of my system there at the beginning, because I just, you know, the brain was filled with terms. I had to kind of eject them all out in one big kind of wet burst like that.
Joke has to burn himself out or it will haunt us.
Anyway, we're going to start things off a little differently, because we're going to just start off by talking about cool new picks. It's new pick time. So, let's start with Aaron.
You had to go
Purdue
with me first.
The guy,
huh?
Who knows, yeah. Cars. And, yeah.
And trivia. I'd rather trivia.
And trivia. The sober trivia. Sober trivia. The
sober trivia. That's right.
From Purdue.
The one of the few things that's not terribly spoilerish that popped up this week that I saw was the potential for the Fans Project Rodimus Prime.
My thunder!
There was one thing I called it yesterday.
I called this yesterday, Vangelis.
I saw no discs.
Now I'm not talking to you.
You were all going to say it.
Hyper-gankage.
I was saving Omegas for the end so I could go into something based off that, but oh my god.
Now, listen as we all scramble to the front page to find something new.
Yeah, we're all looking for something else.
What else
Everyone
did they show?
Picked the same thing.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was just going down the first couple of pages. That's the first thing I saw that wasn't a movie topic.
Wow. Okay, guys, that is like ESP. Psychops are going to come after us for that one. The core is mother, the core is father. Well, now that we've brought it up, everyone's new pick this week is the Rodimus Protector upgrade by Fans Project, so I guess we can share our thoughts on that. Okay, Aaron, go ahead.
It looks like he gets quite a bit of Winnebago of Doom again, and beyond that, it's all the patented very, very, very blurry, Photoshoppy blurry, and then blurring it again, images. But we do have, like, the frame pictures, and it comes with a matrix. It looks like it'll be interesting, and whereas I had, for the most part, sworn off of the add-on kits, this one maybe.
Well, you know, it's one thing to swear off of add-on kits. It's another thing to just swear off of ones that aren't by really good companies.
I can swear off the non-add-on kit? How many deep are we with the add-on kits of the Magnus now?
This Yeah, this terrifying Kevin Bacon game of who can market to the most limited audience they possibly can. Anyway, Omega, since I thought this was going to be yours, why don't you share some thoughts on it?
Ido 11, you, good sir. Put my rage aside here for a second. This is the one thing I was hoping for when they said Universe was coming back. I mean, it seems to be the most obvious thing. Here we have Hot Rod. Here we have Rodimus Prime. Okay, they look almost identical. How about we kind of mix them into the same toy? Yes, yes. Hasbro? Takara? Somebody? Bueller? Anybody?
Well,
how long did it take to figure this out?
In Hasbro Takara's defense, I have to say that for them to release this, they'd have to release Rodimus at the same time in the same package, because Joe Q Public, I don't think, is going to have the memory of, oh yeah, I bought my kid this toy 3 years ago. Is that how long it's been since that first Rodimus came out? 2 years? 3 years?
I think so, yeah.
You know, that's a long time to wait around for a officially sanctioned upgrade kit.
Well, I don't even
for somebody's second market.
I don't even mean an upgrade kit. Just here's a Rodimus Prime, or like a normal Hot Rod figure. Here's a trailer. Here's an armor mode that turns him into the big Autobot savior. That doesn't seem like a hard thing to figure out.
Well, someone has figured it out, and that someone is Fans Project, who I got to give massive props to again for an incredible idea. I'm really behind it, but I actually got stuff to share about it after you guys have shared your thoughts. Lupus, you also chose.
Oh, damn right.
We should have just made this a
topic. Well, apparently we have it's impromptu topic.
Yeah, I'm just so used to you guys not picking this stuff. I was just like, you know, oh, I'm sure that, you know, if I don't pick it, Omegas will pick it. But anyway, yeah.
We're going to need another litmus test for this thing.
Yeah. Does it
Lupus,
incite
your thoughts on the Protector?
The thing that really impresses me the most is the shoulder pads that we see in the really insanely blurry Photoshop. It screams the Banaltech look.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if
that was intended or not. But I really want to know if there's going to be like a little nod to the whole missile platform that was in the original G1. But goddamn, I'm all over this like wet on rice.
I got to say that as a Rodimus Prime fanboy, I am too. And actually, Venksta, who did a lot of the artwork and the 3D thing for the City Commander, so he's worked with Fans Project. He had a couple things that he said about this item over on Cybertron.ca, because over there we have, of course, Protoman, who is the biggest Rodimus Prime fanboy you could ever hope for, and I'm not kidding. He bought 3 Henkei Rodimuses.
Ooh.
That
memorable scene where he cloned himself.
Exactly. Well, he needed lots of Rodimus. Very nice guy. I met him at TFCon. He's a racer. But the first thing that basically we were all saying, like, you know, ha ha ha, you know, Proto Man, you're going to pre-order this. And Bangsta came by saying, pre-order might not happen for a while, maybe not even this year.
Yeah.
To which I replied, asterisk, cries, asterisk. So I got a response, which was that the announcement was done, so the same thing doesn't happen with how Best Toys showed off a Classics trailer first. Apparently, Fans Project has been working on this since last year, but scrapped the original idea, which was going to be a power suit, where you transform Classics Rodimus a certain way, and then transform the trailer into a suit and plug Rodimus in. But apparently it gave them a lot of problems. It was going to be like Power Master Prime sort of thing, but it apparently just didn't work. So it's probably going to be more like City Commander with clip-on armor.
Right.
The reason why they released such a blurry photo, I think, is pretty much that it's not done yet. They want to have more of an oomphy release for the clear photos. And they're mostly doing it because, and I'm going to go on a little tangent now, a lot of other garage companies are showing up, which is a good thing. The reasons why a lot of them are showing up may not be so good. And that's actually my new pick of this week, too, is the iGear City Commander expansion set. Now, SG Collect is doing a City Commander expansion numbered at maybe 150 pieces
aimed almost entirely at a little sect in Hong Kong and the entire province of BC somehow. And it's not a wide-release thing. The audience for it is minuscule because there aren't that many City Commander suits out there. I think there are maybe, what, like 3,000, 5,000 pieces tops?
I think that's not.
There aren't a lot of people. Yeah, there aren't a lot of people who have it, and there are even less who have it that think, oh, damn, I want to buy a new head for it. This company, iGear, shows up with a stirring, you know, debut release of a whole bunch of CG of stuff that they don't even have in physical prototype yet. And it's pretty much the SG Collect set with a big blue sword. And some copies of the shoulder launchers. Now, you know, that's a cool idea. That's a great idea. It, however, is also wholly uncreative because it manages to rip off not only SG Collect, but also Fans Project's own Shadow Commander. So I thought to myself, you know, well, that's not that bad. You know, maybe they're just, you know, it's an easy thing to do. It's a great way to break in, you know. Props to iGear. Hope that they do something more creative. Their second release.
And then the Auto Scout.
Yeah, and then the Auto Scout shows up, which means that now they're working on a piece of something that that TF Club is doing. So that's now three companies they're aping. And then just to go for the four-way, you know, the quadruple hat trick, their next release they've talked about is something that it's completely unclear to me what it is. They're calling it Battle Roller. It doesn't look like it's a transforming roller. It looks like it's supposed to be a more masterpiece-styled roller with apparently steel and rubber components. So the main thing is, this is now three releases they're advertising, of which there is only one physical prototype of the Auto Scouter. And they're all completely and utterly derivative. And I don't like being snobbish about things, but as someone who really avidly loves the whole idea of the garage kit and the whole idea of fan-made project, basically my whole problem is that they feel, and I will admit, you know, if they prove me wrong, I'd be glad to be proven wrong, because I'd love to see another great garage company out there widening the field. But these guys look like a bandwagoning derivative group of money seekers who are just trying to make something that, you know, is total flash in the pan, and I'm not into that at all. And I wanted to single them out because I've been, you know, singling out garage things all the time in these new pick sections, and I wanted to point out one that I'm not behind, that I think is not worth our time, and it's very disappointing. I'm kind of sad to see that, like, this might be the direction things go, where, and as I said before, apparently Fans Project revealed that picture of the Protector set this early because there is now the threat that there's going to be just a bandwagoning group going like, oh, well, we're going to make one too! And, you know, showing off a piece of CG.
At least now they have the credential to say, hey, it's already out. Or we were the first ones to come up with it.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing right? is, like, I don't mind stuff like what Best Toys did, you know, where they just showed off a trailer they were working on. Because that's, you know, it's an obvious idea. Make a trailer for Prime. It's more of these groups that are like, what's everyone working on? How can we pull ideas from all these projects and just release them ourselves? That kind of thing really bugs me down to an artistic level, not just a, you know, buying toys level. So I just wanted to say my new pick is iGear because I think it sucks.
Oh,
I went haterade style there. Sorry for the humongous rant, guys. I had that built up in my system for a while.
It's a refreshing take.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like offering, because I know a lot of people aren't big time into the garage kit scene so much as they are just a couple items, and I wanted to share that just in case anyone out there is kind of wondering, like, you know, how to see iGear. I thought I'd offer an opinion. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you didn't like it, I apologize, and I will commit seppuku on YouTube for you.
How will you upload it?
Subtitles.
His last dying breath.
Well, you see, I didn't even have to answer the question. I haven't that much planned out. Anyway, Lupus, do you have a new pick yet?
The video review for the Henke Wonderfest Black Convoy.
Yeah, I actually rather enjoyed it.
Because I am such a hardcore classics fan. I want that mold. Well, I've already got that mold like four times, but I want that version. I've dropped money on the Crystal Convoy, the Shatteredverse Prime, the SDCC version, the regular version. I want this one just to do the hat trick and finish it all off.
I think you've gone beyond
that. It's just a matter of finding it.
Yeah, isn't that three?
I never said I could count.
It's a double hat trick, is what it is. Well, that was a very cool thing to see, especially because it seems that figure actually didn't come out at Wonderfest, which means it actually may never come out. So it's become something where if you got the stolen Chinese version, you actually got an unreleased test shot, probably inadvertently.
I'm always the one that sees them on eBay and goes, "Oh no, that'll come out. Oh no, that'll come out. Oh, it's Universe. I mean, Universe 1.0. Who's not gonna want to see that smokescreen? That'll be out. No problem, Grinch."
Well, you know, I will say though that it does in no way justify people like myself who go all over those Chinese auctions, but it is something to keep in mind that sometimes those stolen toys you see out there may in fact inadvertently become unreleased prototypes, which somehow seems to make them like several times more justifiable to own to some people, which I think is hilarious.
Stunicons.
Well, the darn thing that you don't realize is because those prototypes got lost, they couldn't make the toy. So
yeah.
Yeah, you're owning it. You're like, "Hey guys, you want this? Too bad, I got the only one." I'm guessing that it was maybe just a case of Takara Tomy didn't think they'd have enough selling at Wonderfest or something like that. But that was a cool review though. I like that it had color differences from our Nemesis Prime.
Nice touch. The blue that they used, the darker blue in comparison to the teal to go contrastly with the red windows was just, it's great. Definitely brings out a major difference between the SDCC version.
Mm-hmm. I admit, my SDCC version, I didn't really look at that much. I just kind of took him out of the box and stuck him straight into Shadow Commander. So
I'll admit that I still haven't removed mine from the box.
I had one for months and didn't open it until Shadow Commander got here.
I still haven't opened mine.
Am I the only one that opened mine?
Is still going to get a Shadow Commander?
Possibly. I mean, granted, in my case, I have like four versions of that mold, I think, at this point, so I didn't really have an impetus to open it.
I know what it looks like. I know what it does.
But then that does raise the question, why did we buy it? Long silence.
I'm a sucker. I know this.
Because I'm a completionist.
It's an exclusive, and so that means that it's better.
Yes, it's exclusive. There's only so many, and they're still available at Hasbro Toy Shop. They're never going away.
Are the stock ones still available, or are they just the AFA graded ones?
Stock ones are still available.
Great idea.
The normal one is still available.
Really? Really?
Yeah, last I checked.
Wow, it's guys!
Like, going to Hasbro Toy Shop right now.
It's like, yes.
Guys, if you really want one, it's still there. Because I've heard people say, like, "Oh, damn, I missed out on that one." So there you go, guys.
Still
you
there.
Want one.
And not to be really mean, but I mean, you're going to get it cheaper at Hasbro Toy Shop than you are at some of the other online.
Ooh.
Hey, I just assumed that it was sold out because everyone else is starting to sell it themselves. So I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to try to. Yeah, I mean, they're going to get undercut.
Yeah, there it is, $25.
Really? Can you like, order, put 99 of them in the cart and see how many are actually
left? That's what I'm working
on. Okay, by the way, guys, if you ever want to break a shopping cart system and find out the true inventory, try to order 999 of something, and it'll show you how many are left.
Let's see, 999. They still have 999 in stock.
You're kidding me!
Wow.
$25,942. Let's see if they have 1,500 in stock.
Jeez!
Oh, they do not have 1,500 in stock. I can't order that. We're doing high-low, right? They have 1,250. Yeah.
So they got somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500.
Welcome to The Price is Right.
Wait, how many were made? I mean, I thought that SDCC was limited to, what, like 3,000?
I feel so unspecial now.
To buy this thing?
Not.
Yeah, this was another thing that broke Hasbro Toy Shop.
I
really
apparently they cut you off at 1,500 because $14.99 they had in stock, but 1,500 no way, it's temporarily out of stock.
Yeah.
So
if you're trying to buy 1,500, like, hey, we think you might be a scalper.
Yeah, you may be screwing with us.
But $14.99, that's okay.
Wow, I had no idea.
Jeez.
This is like a PSA segment.
$39,000 as my checkout total, so if you will...
a bargain!
Can burn a year and a half salary, to...
have 1,499 Nemesis Primes. You could build a house.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build the foundation of my house out of Nemesis Primes.
My house is built on evil.
I had no idea. Holy crap. Anyway, Omegas, we know what your pick was. What is it now?
Gee, do I get to reserve this one?
Sure.
You owe me for that one. The official picks of Spider-Man, Iron Man combiner.
Yes. I think it's cool, and I know a lot of people don't, but I think there have been far worse toys, and I think it's novel.
Well, aside from the fact that these two were trying to beat the hell out of each other last year. Slight continuity gap there. It's more interesting, I think, than the last crossovers combiner we got, because at least I'm going to assume that there is some kind of combined robot mode other than the Spider-Man with a plain hat.
So that's his disguise mode. Don't look at me, I'm a weather balloon.
There you go.
They're super linked. Super linked.
And this is where all the superheroes...
But it's surprising.
You're like, oh my god.
Actually, Slash Vic.
Oh, ooh. Dear god. You didn't have
but
to go
they
there.
Are surprisingly nice figures on their own. I mean, the helicopter and jet modes look nice, the robot modes look nice, and you know, the combined mode... Okay, fair job to them. It actually comes together pretty well.
It's a step above that Millennium Falcon in that the two robots can actually do stuff by themselves. Which is nice. Although, I gotta say, why isn't it the Iron Spider color scheme? It's so perfect for it.
Repaint. Yeah. Repaint. Iron Spider War Machine. It comes later.
That'll be the next SDCC.
Which will be available until 2012.
Pretty much.
Well, of course, it has to be a black repaint, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Black repaint and gold repaint. I think they're cool. I just wish we had a price point on them, because that'll make or break whether or not I want to get them. Because I've already skipped a lot of crossovers I really wanted because they're more expensive.
I have yet to buy a crossover.
I actually only have one, because I bought it. I could deal with the U.S. retail, but the Canadian retail wasn't good enough for me. Mm. So, but yeah, those things are pretty cool. I'm looking forward to details on them, whether or not they got lights and sounds, too. That could be a bit of a deal maker. Like, Spider-Man, register! No! I don't know, I'd be up for that. So that new pick section was pretty legendary, because we all picked the same picture at the same time right away. I'm still laughing at that. Sorry, guys.
This shows how cool that item is, and everyone needs to go pre-order
As far as I can tell, that's going to be the next City Commander hype set. I mean, even if it doesn't come out this year... This whole year is going to be spent hyping that thing up. It's going to be crazy. And I'm pretty sure that I am still going to be the lone podcastian with a Shadow Commander.
Yeah.
But
pretty much.
We don't know. Maybe.
Ooh, you're going to cave.
Ooh.
Do it! Do it!
Depends on how good my sales threads go.
Ah, okay.
Mine's not going worth crap, so...
Guys, go and buy their stuff so that we can continue our Shadow Commander chain.
And as I said...
The litmus test must survive.
Anybody that buys an insane amount of stuff, I'll give you a shout-out on the podcast.
If they spend $39,000 on you, they'll get a shout-out.
Heck, at this point, if you spend $30, I need to sell stuff to fix cars.
If any of you go out there with 39K and personally clean out the Nemesis Primes on Hasbro Toy Shop, we will give you a shout out.
Yes.
That
I think we should do an interview.
One ever. What was going through your minds? I wanted a shout out. What are your priorities in life? The internet! Sleep.
Not that they'll be able to afford it afterwards.
Yeah. I sold my house. My wife, somehow, in the Russian market. My car. and my children. Also, I could be the one who got this, the $39,000 shout-out. Really, one of you guys, be this person. We'd love it.
Sounds like a video game, the $39,000 shout-out.
Everyone's selling theirs now, so you sell yours for 30, then go buy another one for 25, then sell that for 30, and just chain it together until you clear them out.
Shut up!
You can be like that guy that wanted to own every single Skywarp, or whatever it was.
No, that's, the Power Master Combiner Jets, Dreadwing.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Dreadwing dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, that guy was odd, but, you know, if he's a listener, we love you. Also, I really love something that I saw in the new TFCC magazine, issue number 25, which just hit, like, today.
Girl.
Is that a segue?
Some mailboxes. Indeed. I just wanted to throw a little shout-out to two pieces of artwork that I in particular enjoyed, which were Whisper, the Minicon, and Topspin, the Combiner Robot. I thought they were colored rather well, and I'd love to meet the guy who colored those, because I think he does a great job, and it's just some respect I wanted to share over this podcast.
I heard he watches The Office.
Does he?
Only punks who don't show up to group recordings watch The Office.
I do not.
Did I say that? I forgot about that. I'm smooth. There were other things in issue number 25, though. Namely, the cover was by the guy who did the Kiss Play mangas, and I thought that was cool. I thought that was awesome. That was a great little, like, you know, get the dude who drew Legion to draw the cover. Because he draws good robots, so, you know, I support it. There were also some cool tech specs for, Wheeljack and Laserbeak. I really want to, I haven't taken a look, I want to read Laserbeaks and write fan fictions about that. And there were some bio pages, and there was some more comic, and the comic seems to have returned to a certain universe where glass breaks all the time. So,
cool.
That should be a really, that'd be a really weird alternate reality where it's just like it's the same, but only thing is like glass breaks all the time around everyone. But I'm glad to see the comic, you know, continuing on its cool little pathway. I hope it goes well this year. Anyway, have any of you guys got the magazine yet?
Nope.
Well, that was a good topic.
We're unanimous again.
The magazine can be hard to get a hold of sometimes. Sometimes you luck out, sometimes you don't. But I wanted to share that because, you know, it's got cool stuff. And a reminder that if you're planning to go to BotCon, you should really become a member of the club because... for no other reason, monetarily, it makes sense. Look at when the registration comes out, if it's anything like the last few years, look at it, do some mathematics, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So,
also, if I can chime in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This would be definitely the year if you're interested in exclusive toys. I mean, it's $40 and you're getting an exclusive deluxe.
This is the year of the good free deluxe. And it's apparently going to have a new head in the chest somewhere in the combined mode, according to some talk they had when they released the color scheme. So, yeah, this is a great year to join. You'll get a free deluxe for $40. That's what, like, quadruple cost for an exclusive? That's pretty much you get a chance to have a BotCon exclusive. That's if you ignore the magazine altogether.
Yeah.
So,
plus discount on other toys that they're going to come out with this year.
Yes.
If they do anything.
If they release something as sought after as the C-Cons, you know, there you go. But I also wanted to just throw out a quick shout-out to D-Mouse, because Gog Dog said I would, and I wasn't aware of that 5 minutes ago. So, shout-out to D-Mouse. You got the sort of JFK reference and the SUV quote reference. So, guys, a hand for D-Mouse. Anyway, it's intermission time!
Hey everyone, this is Gog Dog from the Odd Number team. I just wanted to drop in from a few days in the future and tell you all that yes, we did see the new Revenge of the Fallen teaser trailer, and yes, we plan on talking about it. Also on Wednesday, the entire planet is gonna... Oh, gotta run. Office is on. Later!
Hey, we're back! And we almost had a new story for you relating to some Henkei comic books online, but then we discovered it wasn't really news or a story. But
and it was barely online.
What do you think about that, Omegas Prime?
I Oh, what's my line here?
Agree entirely?
What? No, I disagree entirely. No. It's some other line. I can't remember.
There
offhand.
We go.
We'll get to it later. It's on a t-shirt. So we have a new topic here to share with you. It's about things that we're not going to share with you because they're ours. And it's about what we got this week. Let me open up with what I got this week. I got a package from China, and that's all I can say because the rest is spoilers. Aaron, what did you get this week?
An ulcer. Or two broken cars, one or the other. As far as Transformers... Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. I thought two broken cars was like some kind of metaphor for like, I got, you know, awesome new toys.
No. So I have two vehicles with transmissions that don't work now. So if you see any of my
transmissions?
Yeah, no.
Ooh.
You see any of my posts with that little link underneath it to buy my stuff? Come and buy my stuff so I can at least get one transmission.
Please buy Aaron's stuff.
But
he'll sign it. He'll autograph it as podcasting Aaron from Purdue, who knows trivia and is sober.
Yes, mostly. But as far as Transformer toys go, this week is just a duplicate of what was gotten last week by others with a Universe Dinobot safeguard. Dinobot, cool. Can't say much more than what was said before. Safeguard, I did not realize that the canopy's opened, and as soon as I heard that, I went to look for it, and I have no idea where it's at, so.
I only learned about it like a minute before that podcast, I swear to you. I was just like, oh, this is cool. That's why there was a clicking noise throughout the entire podcast, because sitting there going like, I can open and close the canopies!
In that exact voice.
Exactly. Did you get to mess with the combined mode at all, or did you find anything surprising, or was it more or less what you expected?
It's more or less, I mean, by the time I got it, I'd seen so many pictures. The combining mode, and I don't know if this is just because it's the whole symmetrical docker thing, going back to your Gaugagar thing, but it seems, at least on mine, there's enough of a gap there that if you look at him straight on, you can see wall behind it.
Hmm.
I don't know how they could have really remedied that, short of having some way to have it real high tolerances to have everything line up perfectly, or having something that swings across. But that and just the fact that there's no lateral articulation, any of those modes where he can't, I mean, even the twin separate can't really twist the way that, you know, you get lazy and used to a hip-waist type joint on toys, and then you know, there's one that doesn't have it for obvious reasons, and you just sit there and go, oh, man, it'd be so much cooler if he could, you know, turn his torso a little bit. Gaw!
I thought you meant hip, like the cool kind of hip for something.
No, not like the...
hip no. Fashionable joints.
No, that waist movement. But, you know, that, I mean, it's kind of the same deal with a lot of the other toys that don't have it, like sitting here fidgeting with Cyclonus, you know. There's a reason why I do the transformation, and I understand it, but... You get used to it, and now it doesn't have that one point of articulation on it, so it obviously is the suck, but... No, I like...
What happened?
I like them both. Maybe a little bit more differentiation between the two, other than color and elemental bit
spiky,
on them.
Spiky
but,
flame hair.
Right. But, no, they're pretty good. The biggest thing that wowed me with Dinobot was just the fact that his thighs turn into his calves from dino to robot mode and put the little teeth thing on his legs. That was one of those touches that shows that whoever had the design process on that really loved Code Hero, so.
Anyway, Lupus, did you get anything aside from working internet and computers this week?
Well, we moved, so I got a new house. Yay!
Yay!
Woo! Does it transform?
How's the articulation on the house?
Oh, miserable. It's a big block.
Doors open.
But during mid-move, I swung into a Walmart and scooped up two new classics that I added to my collection, Dinobot and Smokescreen. And I had Smokescreen out, and it somehow got packed back up with the rest of my Transformers. Really weird. But, Dinobot, I'm liking, but I have two little nitpicks. Maybe three. Yeah, three. Real quick.
Or four.
The sword-tail combo. I'm not too keen on it, but I do like how it's a full-length tail and not just something that's short and stubby. And then the neck, I think the neck could have been lighter, longer. I mean, all in all, it's a pretty good mold, but my biggest pick is this is a Velociraptor, and this is a new mold. It's a new take on Dinobot, but he has no feathers. Velociraptors have feathers. So, my paleo geek side's just kind of angsty about it, but I like it.
He's staying show accurate, because in the show he didn't have feathers either.
They didn't figure that out yet.
No, other than the color scheme, he's staying show accurate.
Well, pick.
Well, I got to admit, when I got better shots and looked over that color scheme, I do see where people are coming from. That is a lot different than I was expecting. A lot of red got mixed in there, but with the blue. But yeah, that's a neat toy. Omegas, did you get anything this week?
I got a Henkei bludgeon.
You bastard.
It's the wall?
And only three people are going to
a
get it.
Box on all your houses.
Inside joke just for us. Now, I was playing catch-up this week. I picked up animated Swindle. We all got them, talked about them in droves. Mine does not have... You don't?
No.
No. I'm a bad collector. Name on me.
I just can't find them, so I got an excuse. Woo! Anyway.
It's an awesome little figure with big gropey hands. And a front panel that will not stay up. But he's a flasher.
Nice.
Yeah.
Check out my gun, so cannon. Daka, daka, daka.
I finally got Shockwave. He's as cool as all of you have been saying, and I have regretted not being able to pick him up before now.
For some reason, I thought you had him already. I don't know why.
No, everyone else got him before me. I just... Whenever
because
I went to find him, he was completely sold out.
Him.
Yes!
What a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, you don't listen when I say I don't have Shockwave. Don't listen when I request a new pick.
I didn't think they were going to all have the telepathic, you know, linkety-doo-dah, whatever thing. Anyway, continue.
And since Blur sold out while I was making this order on Hasbro Toy Shop, damn them, I picked up Activator Megatron, who is surprisingly cool.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's got the proportions down better than the leader one does.
Yeah,
I'm quite impressed.
He doesn't have, though, that feature that I discovered the other Activators might have, which I wish he did, which is the lockdown shuffle. The flailing arm flap action.
The
liked
chicken
that.
Spasm dance. No,
that's
he's cool. Apparently I pick up poor kid toys because I have three more legends, the G1 Bumblebee, the Brawn, and the animated Starscream. Who I've got to say, in a weird way, is a little bit more show accurate than the bigger versions. just because his wings go all over the place.
So would you say that those the G1 legends are basically the mini bots done over?
Oh, yeah, definitely in the case of Bumblebee, because he's got just about as much articulation, unfortunately. But they look really nice. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate, because all of them had repaints back in the day, but now they're show accurate, and all the repaints were, like, more accurate to the toy, so you've kind of cut off any possibility of those.
But the Henkei one is apparently going to be Cliff Jumper somehow.
It's a Bumblebee mold. It's always going to be Cliff Jumper.
Oh, yeah.
It's fate.
Or Bug Bite.
On rare occasion.
That's cool. I'm hoping I can actually find those cool, like, mini-bot-style legends around here sometime. I think I'm just going to get the second wave with Warpath off of Automaton, but...
Right. I always wanted them to do legends just for mini-bots. Yeah, that seems to be what they existed for to begin with. But... Then I kind of remembered there's no such thing as a Decepticon mini-bot. So it'd get one-sided really, really fast.
Actually, I'm gonna shuffle us along in that dance style into the spoiler section, because we got a big one and we've hit it. We've hit it dead on. We've hit it so hard that disclaimer didn't even come up, because, well, delayed reaction... Oh, crap, here it comes! Yeah!
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
All right, we're in the spoiler section, and this first one's not really a spoiler, but I had a sudden epiphany and decided maybe I should spoiler it just in case someone finds this spoilery. It's not going to be that much. It's a bit of a continuation of our supplemental 10, and it's basically the rumor that Animated will be done after Season 3. We pretty much discussed to death the economical context of this rumor already, so I guess that what would be left for us is really just, you know, how would we react if it finished after Season 3? Like, personally, I think it would kind of suck, but three seasons is already better than a lot of the other Transformers shows we've had. It's already on par with Beast Wars, and I'll miss it, but it's had a good run. And like someone in the thread said, you know, it's nicer when a show ends leaving you wanting more than when a show ends leaving you thinking it should have ended a year ago. So, what about you guys?
I'm kind of hoping that it just does a hiatus type thing. This is my fanboy dreams. That, you know, while the movie has its big push and everything's gone through like that, they let the movie have its limelight like it's going to. I mean, if the last movie toy sales were anything to be seen, you know, all that stuff pushed real hard. And I don't know how much that was expectations that weren't met or were far past met or whatever, retailer side. But, you know, Hasbro doesn't want to be competing against itself, so let the movie do its own thing. And then maybe if there's going to be another 2 years between movies, either maybe like a movie direct-to-DVD cartoony thing or something like that, to carry between, you know, number three that we're eventually going to get, let number three go, and then maybe bring back, like, Transformers Animated Galactic or whatever as they're out and about doing other things. And,
barcode and battlers.
Yeah. You know, you can bring back whatever you have to do to come back to that after the movie has kind of run its course and burnt out. But then again, at the same time, that you'd be looking at 2012, maybe, by the time that the third movie's gone through, so maybe they'll come up with something else that'll completely amaze us, but when we see that first poster, we'll think it's been the worst thing ever.
Yep, I'm expecting the animated cycle over again if we get a new direction going. Be looking forward to it.
Although the darn thing is, you know, if they did the shot-for-shot redos of G1, there'd still be people that would be up in arms. Oh, it's not G1 enough!
I can't see the grain on the animation on the film!
All the colors are consistent.
What do you mean they can't make the country Carbombia?
Omegas, what do you think about the potential end?
It's kind of unfortunate, even though Season 3 is a pretty good number to hit. It's not like Beast Wars, where Season 1 was 26 episodes long, so, yeah. You know, 52 is usually a good episode number to hit for a cartoon these days, so we're not going to quite make it, but, you know, like it was said, it might be better to end it while it's still really hot and while people are still after it. And If any of you saw some of the series that droned on, I would point out Teen Titans and Justice League, just to stick with Cartoon Network. Shows that go on that long with the same cast of characters do tend to run out of ideas and tend to get very stale very quickly after the third season. So this might be for the best.
So we will have had 42 episodes of win, is what you're saying, rather than 100 episodes of meh.
Pretty much, yeah.
You
don't want to end off the series going, oh, I wish it was like last season. This season sucks. You know, and end it off when you can still have a good memory of it.
Yeah, I didn't really mind the last season or two of Justice League. I just thought it was needlessly nihilistic by the end when they were killing off people left and right, but... That was actually getting onto the point of disturbing.
That's what makes it DC.
Oh, right, yeah. Kill off everyone.
Ooh. New Earth.
Oh, Grant Morrison. Lupus, what do you think about this situation?
I really hope that they didn't finish off Season 3 at some sort of ambiguous ending where there could have been a Season 4. I really would have loved if they could get all the way to Season 4 and just end it there. Like, okay, you're going to get a full 52 or 56 episode run. But I can understand where people say, you know, better to end it off on a high note, but I can't help but relive the concept of Avatar. That was an awesome series, and it ended off really well. The ending did seem kind of rushed, and it's like there could be so much more to this. You know, I don't want it to be end off in Season 3 and still so much potential that could have been wasted. I can see them taking...
To be fair, Avatar was mandated by the writers, though. Nickelodeon loved that series, and for good reason. They wrapped up the whole storyline to that, though. I mean, the writers actually chose to end it at that point. I mean, it could be extended.
Oh, I agree. I mean, especially with... I can see them doing a single movie release, like you had said, but I can see them going from, okay, Season 3, bam, okay, we're done with this, and then we're going to make an actual animated version of Movieverse.
Yeah!
And then there being this whole disjointed thing like they did with X-Men Evolution, where it was kind of tied in a little bit to the Movieverse, same concepts of X-Men Movieverse, but I don't want to see them take this, go off in this whole animated season. Even though they've built up all this continuity with the comics, the first movie, and now the second movie, I don't want to see them go off into a separate altered universe with this if they do go in that direction.
Yeah, well, the main thing, because I do think a movie cartoon is a possibility, and also I am really in agreement. I really hope that Season 3 doesn't end on a cliffhanger type thing, because that would just suck. That would be a shame.
Yeah.
But I do think that the main thing that I hope they do, no matter what the series is, no matter what continuity it is, there is something they can do that animated did that I hope they do. They really have to do the delivery that animated did, which is the punchy stories, the exciting and enthralling continuity, the soulful voice acting, not the robotic voice acting, the soulful voice acting, and the cameos, the celebrity voicing, and like the nameable cameo characters. All that stuff is not limited to animated. That stuff could happen in any animated series. Not just, you know, like the brand Transformers Animated. It could happen in a movie cartoon. It could happen in a Beast cartoon. It could happen in, like, a classic cartoon. And whatever cartoon they do, as long as it's delivered as well as Animated was, I think I'm going to enjoy it. Because that was what won me over with Animated. And that's what also had people who said, I'm serious here, there were people saying they hated the animated art style but loved the show because of that delivery. Or, you know, things I described in that delivery. The characters or the voicing. It's no matter what your fiction is, if you deliver it well, people are going to enjoy it for the most part, and that's what I hope they take away from Animated, no matter what happens.
I think to drive home what you were saying, Pantelis, the voice acting that they chose, like Weird Al Yankovic and a lot of the other celebrities, they weren't frivolous celebrities that they chose. They were people that actually could perform. It's not like you're going to get Mandy Moore to do Eris.
Yeah, yeah. It's, they chose celebrities, yeah. not even...
I pretty much upset a lot of people there. But...
I don't know the reference, but... someone in the thread will tell me, I'm sure, and I'll feel embarrassed. But they didn't choose celebrities just for names. They chose celebrities who could, A, do a performance, and, B, fit the characters they were performing, which was the thing that I really loved. It's that it wasn't just, you know, Lance Henriksen's on the show. It's Lance Henriksen is playing a Lance Henriksen character on the show, or... You know, Weird Al is playing a perfect Weird Al character, etc., etc. So that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. The voicing and performances and writing all have they feel like they're created by crafters who enjoy the craft of what they're doing, and that's what I'm hoping they take away from it.
I'm just really glad we didn't get Paris Hilton as Blue Streak.
Oh,
I mean that would have been
so hot.
We could have had Miley Cyrus. I went there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I think overall it's kind of like, you know, we'd all like animated to end well. We'd all like animated to end on a high note. We don't know anything about season 3, so who knows? Maybe it will. And I do think, you know, future one-shot movie releases, that might be a possibility. Whatever the case, let's see what happens.
We'll get to episode 39 in the last 2 minutes as someone's going, and Stryka is carrying Bulkhead's protoform. Dun dun dun. End.
Now it could have the Duckman ending.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
And an obsidian comes into the church, and then the show ends.
And Lugnut's beating down the door of the church.
I still love you. These are the days of our lives.
let's move along to the movie spoilers.
All my protoforms?
Because we got a ton of them, and just really quickly, we got a few more tidbits from Roberto Orsi that we could bring up. Most important ones being, there's just four of them that are really notable. Many of the Decepticons are fully CG in this film, so there's more freedom to add scenes in post-production. So they're considering adding extra scenes with Transformers. What this means, I think, is pretty much with their bigger budget, they didn't have to rely as much on practical appearances of robots in some form. So they could just add in, like, I guess, a scene on Cybertron of a bunch of Decepticons if they wanted to.
Right.
There was also, he said, an extra scene as a follow-up to that is being considered. And it was Michael Bay's idea, and Bay apparently said, quote, you and the fans are going to love this, unquote. So I'm guessing what it's going to be is that a giant Michael Bay robot, you know, flips a switch and blows up Cybertron. also, apparently Starscream's character will be more similar to his Generation 1 self, which I actually am a little confused by, because the comic books have gone out of their way to show that Starscream really isn't a backstabber. He's actually the most loyal iteration of Starscream I think we've seen to date. With the potential to go bad, but so it's a little confusing right there. Let's see how the plot, you know, works out. And apparently that whole thing the producer said about 40 robots was not an exaggeration. Now, given something we're going to talk about later, I'm thinking it might not be an exaggeration, but we might all be overestimating the size of those robots. But that's for later on. did you guys find any inspiration in these, or would you... Did you say they were just kind of like some nice stuff to know, but Orsi still, as some have called him, putting on his guise as the Bamboozler?
I think the first one, I'm just keeping talking. With many of the Decepticons being CGI, I think that just comes to like in the first movie, because most of the time that you saw Decepticon, it was the alternate mode, not his robot form. Mm-hmm. And so I think that just means that, know, that they can have more times of just seeing them out in the desert, or like you said, on Cybertron, or in space, or whatever. Or have the, you know, the two robots actually sitting there and talking to each other for a while, which kind of rolls into the third one of Starscream's character being more similar. He had a total of four lines in the movie, so it'd be pretty easy to have Starscream being more similar than, "Hi, I'm Starscream. Oh look, there's a power plant, let me go blow it up."
Well, the character stuff I was talking about was in, like, Reign of Starscream and Alliance and stuff like that.
Right, but I have to wonder, you know, is it like the movie prequel book was, that where it brashly contradicted itself two or three different times from that to the movie, but it was supposed to be a prequel, so that's where I just wonder if the comics are really a prequel, or if it's IDW's idea of what could happen between point A and point B, or...
That's a good point.
I'm just nervous about the whole thing now, because, I mean, it was... Didn't Bay early on said there were only three people that knew the whole script and what was going to happen in the movie in the beginning, but IDW was already writing sequel and prequel things, so somebody would have to know, or somebody's telling lies, or we're all being bamboozled.
The Bamboozler! Sorry. Anyway, any other thoughts, you guys?
I'm looking at that 40 robot count, and I'm trying to remember in that phrase that that's 7 or 8 of them just in the Constructicons.
Yeah.
So even if a bunch of them are small, that's that's almost a quarter of them taken up in one group. But it's looking pretty nice. I mean, I'm really looking forward to just how much carnage is going to be in this one if it's all CG Decepticons. And I've racked my brain trying to figure out what kind of fan love they could throw at us, and hopefully it's not Bumblebee lubricating anybody anymore, or just...
Oh, no, this time he's going to do some full-on congealed oil. No, last time I had to Ido 11 myself.
So. Two bots, one cup.
Ew.
Well, I guess, if you siphon oil out of a car, or gasoline, sorry. Hey, we're talking about movie spoilers.
Can I resign now?
No.
Aww.
You signed the contract and you're filling our caricature. The tidbits were cool, and I actually really want to get to that topic about the 40 robots where I had something to add. So I'm just going to bump along to possibly the shortest topic on this podcast. There's a new clip out from the movie filming. The Witwicky parents run down a street.
Adventure!
Well, something interesting does happen in that they run down a street, and I think one of the mini-looking cars, like, drives past them, screeches, like, turns in front of them and goes past them. And that's about it. So the Witwicky parents are in the movie, which, actually, I was just talking to someone today. He said that detail alone has his interest in the movie, you know, tenfold up in expectations. That we get to see the return of the Witwickys.
Don't we?
Yeah.
That poor of expectations for the movie?
I think it's because he's not heard enough about the movie to get that excited, so hearing this, pumped him up.
I'm not going to see it unless Mojo's back.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was saying. Even if we don't get a resolution on the pain pills, I'm going to be mad. Anyway, I'm guessing there's not much really to say about this other than, hey, look, it's the parents running. What a run, though, you know? I mean, that was acting. They ran. Obviously, they both have decent cardiovascular systems. Okay, I'll move on.
Thanks.
There's a whole ton of toy topics that have come up, but I'm going to start off with the newest one, which is that there are rumors from the UK Toy Fair. There were a bunch, actually, of bits of info that came out about G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, but that's a different podcast that apparently doesn't exist. What we have is that apparently there were a couple things there from the Transformers 2 line. First off, there was a bunch of footage being shown, which I wager if it was being shown as like a clip show, perhaps that's the trailer we'll be seeing this weekend at Super Bowl, who knows. But the footage apparently included Devastator with a giant wind turbine in his chest sucking the entire planet inside or something like that. It sounded really cool. The Witwicky's immaculate lawn being blown to smithereens by an army of frenzy-like robots as the Witwicky parents cowered in fear. Really, those were the only two bits revealed by that I cared about, because I was like, okay, number one, oh my god, turbine chest, that's like a super robot attack. And number two, hey, a huge army of frenzy-style robots? Maybe there's, 40 of them.
Oh!
I was, like, feeling so clever. I was like, I solved it.
Damn you, copy-paste.
But, so that footage, the thing is, this is all descriptions, so unfortunately there really isn't that much to discuss about it, because every visual image is being concocted by our own imaginations. was there anything else in the description of that footage that caught your guys' eye, or...? Guessing not.
I'm seeing if it catches my eye again here. You have permission.
Woohoo! Okay, so the Devastator... Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, is it okay now?
Yes! Lupus, go!
Okay, the Devastator with the turbine in the center, I can't help but think of Airman from Mega Man 2. But yes,
Optimus beats him up. You get air shooter.
Well, the thing
he
I
turns
to
blue
is that
to fight the fallen.
that turbine is it's the mixing drum in his chest becomes that massive turbine. So that's even cooler to me. But
that better have a battery pack and better work. That's all I'm saying. Come on, Hasbro.
The only other things that were mentioned is that Wheelie is effectively confirmed as an RC car. Sam fights Alice on top of a car, and Lennox is back. But on the topic of that, you know, I hope the toy has battery-powered things, we also learned that Devastator will be around 2 feet tall and built like a gorilla. 2 feet tall!
That's the toy, not the thing in the movie, right?
Yeah, that's the toy. The thing that's going to be on our shelves is going to be 2 feet tall.
That's awesome.
Wow.
2 feet tall!
Wow, that's... Sitting here looking at the desk, and there's going to have to be some rearranging going on.
Yeesh.
2 feet tall!
how tall is that? My...
2 feet! I mean, even if the guy... I mean, granted, the guy didn't have a... I'm guessing the guy didn't have a ruler, and, you know, he didn't get to walk up to the toy and go, like, I'm going to measure this. But, I mean, if you think something is 2 feet tall, it's probably really big, even if... Oh, you know, darn, it's 1.5 feet tall. You know, crap, that's tiny. Holy crap! I mean, I'm really putting down predictions that's the $100 toy, and if it is, I say yes!
Yeah.
Good! Fine!
Yes!
I'll buy it.
I'd buy two.
I mean, I'm excited. I love combiners. I love combiners that are not by the formula. I love giant toys.
Mm-hmm.
This satisfies a lot of that just by the descriptions alone. It'll have to do a lot to turn me off, and I don't think that's going to happen. So, there were also apparently no Toys of the Fallen. There's going to be new robot replicas. Listen to all the excitement out there. yay, free Reveltech joints! there's more information on the RPM line, which are those Hot Wheels cars with robots embossed on the bottom. There's a radio-controlled Optimus Prime truck with Peter Cullen sound clips, so you can, you know, drive it up behind a senior elderly relative and frighten them to death by having it go like, I am Optimus Prime! And apparently there was a Tank Megatron toy on hand, but no one knows what version, and nobody at the booth specified if he's in the film. But the big one that we can really discuss, because there's actual pictures, is the Human Alliance Bumblebee, because the Arker got some shots of that. Now, this whole idea is basically it's a box toy, in this case of Bumblebee, transforms pretty decently, doesn't sacrifice a lot for this cool gimmick, whereby he has a driver's seat. He also actually has a sliding battle mask, which already gives him extra points. His transformation and robot modes don't look all that suffering. And he comes with a little version of Sam, and it looks like that's going to be a really big subline of ROTF toys, or the Human Alliance series. And I'm actually really excited for those, because those are the toys that would actually let you replicate scenes from the movie, because you'll actually have scaled people. What do you guys think? I think it's cool.
I think it's real interesting. It takes the play factor and ups it by one. We've always had giant robots that transform vehicles, and now you can have little people interaction with
I think we're going to get a lot of people complaining that it's not a G.I. Joe. You watch, it'll happen. It's pretty cool considering it has to do all the work of an alternator plus, you know, still function as a really complex movie toy.
Yeah, and with, like, you know, missile gimmicks and a sliding battle mask thrown in. I'm curious what the price point's going to be on this.
And a completely random gun over his head. I have no idea what that is for.
Well,
that might show up in order.
The size of the box kind of look like the Battle Begins type of box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that was 15 or 20?
Yeah, I was guessing this was going to be like somewhere between Deluxe and Voyager, but I haven't really seen any shots showing the scale of the toy in robot mode or vehicle mode. So.
Yeah, there's no scale shot yet, so, you know, this
Come
could
on,
be a basic for all we know.
Well, they got a shot with
that much engineering in it. It's like,
it's a hell
drop it explodes like a watch.
It's a hybrid style.
actually, just, I wanted to add, I forgot, or, actually, no, I'll add it later. Wow, that was awkward.
I wouldn't know
all tonight.
Lupus, what did you think about this concept?
I think it's a long time coming, and it's finally arrived. It'd be nice if G.I. Joe's fit. Yeah, but I'm not going to sit there and you know, nag and complain about it. I like the details, the mask, very nice. But on the other hand, you know, it's nice that they can actually fit in, you know, a little posable, quasi-posable action figure. If they can go with this and take it more towards, hey, we can actually put in Headmasters, Target Masters, and use that in, like, the next Classics line, oh my god, what dreams come true.
Yeah, imagine, like, a car with a driver that could turn into its head. That would be so cool.
Oh my god.
Zong!
Oh, and like,
oh my god. I'd spooge over everything.
Now,
I'm kind of wondering what other vehicles are going to use in the future. Like,
yeah.
Are we going to see a remake of Landmine? Because we've seen those in the comics.
That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I also like how the human. There's an advertised gimmick on the box, which is that the humans can ride on the robot's shoulder or in its hand. Like, I'm guessing it's actually designed with pegs and stuff for them to sit in.
Yes, because when going into battle, you want something soft and wet on your shoulder. It's just some good splattering.
If anything super robot cartoons have taught us, it's that young children riding on the shoulders of giant robots in battle will bring it great fortune.
The one thing I want from this is a new Barricade with a Frenzy figure.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And Mustache Man, the evil holograph.
Yes.
He fits in all the Decepticons.
Comes with an array of different hats.
Well, saves his money. You only need one
policeman.
And then Shia LaBeouf's figure gets re-released with a battle scene of a Walgreens parking lot.
That'd be sweet. He's like smoking it. He's like smoking a fake cigarette.
So are we gonna see a little Shia figure that's got a electronic voice chip that goes, no.
You just, Radicons, you have a mission now. Go
there
to.
There you go.
I just wanted to add about those robot-powered machines, the Hot Wheels cars. I didn't read this part. I just caught it while we were talking. There's a racetrack, too, which I'm guessing is like the Hot Wheels racetracks. And for the central mountain that you usually see on these things, instead of just a big hill, apparently they've got a giant Devastator. So it seems that Devastator really is in the movie and really is going to be marketed as a piece of movie imagery on a lot of products.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets the same sort of showing that Bumblebee did, the first one.
Yeah, or that Brawl did. I mean, Brawl was all over the place in the toy lines.
You'd have
I'm not
to
saying
just
that,
to justify... Yeah.
I was saying also, like all the Ultimate Media. See, we keep doing it. Just Woo! Like you know, the Hot Wheel stuff, the plates, the drink cups for your party, that sort of thing.
Devastator Ooh. Party drink cups.
Heck yeah!
In packs of seven.
Yes.
I'd buy them. Omegas, you were saying something earlier.
For how much it costs to make this character just in the movie, you'd have to market it everywhere. I mean, just to justify how much you spent on all seven or eight models.
Yeah, and I wanted to add, by the way, about that giant combiner one. I'm thinking that... I was talking to someone about this earlier, because I know the rumors about the Devastator toys have been confusing as all get out. My understanding of it, which may not be true, but this is how I've ascertained things so far, is that there's a $100 box... I'm guessing that's the 2-foot-tall combining Devastator. It's also come out that it's likely the Constructicons are all going to be released as non-combining deluxe Transformers. So I think that is the extent of the Devastator-ness for now, is that you can get deluxe ones that don't combine for cheap, or you can spend lots of money for big Voyager-size combining ones. So, there you go. I had to get that out there.
So that's $170, $180 sucked instantly out the window.
If you're going to get... Yeah, if you're going to go mold completist, like, horrifyingly pitiable people like myself and Aaron, who you really should all feel sorry for and PayPal money to make us not so pitiful.
They don't even have to buy any of my toys. If you just want to PayPal me money out of the goodness of your heart, I'll take it.
Yeah, me too, you know. I take PayPal. there was some other toy stuff we could talk about quickly, though, before we come to an end here. Namely, we saw some photos of Voyager packaging, so we could see that The Voyager Prime is being re-released in a way that no one can really ascertain as being different than any of his three previous releases. So, go Prime. However, Ironhide's coming out in a brand new Hive-styled color scheme with a brand new, even bigger rocket launcher, which I think is great. And there's a brand new Starscream toy, who is an entirely new mold, even though that some people out there are adamant that he's not. It's been rather well proven that toy you're looking at there on those pictures with the tattoos, that's not just a repaint. The entire toy is different, so it's actually a little bit more movie accurate and apparently photographed horribly. Starscream has what some people call chicken legs, what I call the lovely, sexy insectoid biped legs with the delicious backwards knees.
There we go.
When you have backwards knees, right, and you take a photo of the toy from straight dead-on front, it doesn't look like it has those legs. It just looks like it has short sticks for legs. So, grats to the guy who did that photograph for failing at everything. I'm looking forward to shots of that toy by people who know what they're doing.
He's got stubby little legs, and he runs real fast.
Yeah, he's got two little sticks for legs, and he's $20. Some people even did a good job. They kind of ascertained the transformation scheme. So it just looks like a more accurate movie Starscream with the tattoos from the comics. And that's pretty cool. Have you guys seen those Voyagers? Is there anything really stand out for you aside from Ironhide's delicious, humongous, long, cylindrical, pumping action Doom cannon?
Really pimping out Mech Alive.
Starscream has hands.
Yes. Woo! But he's obviously a repaint. Sorry.
Couldn't resist it.
Just the last Starscream got really over-carried away at the tattoo parlor. It's obvious.
Yeah. I definitely have to say, from the little cut of the Raptor mode that we have for Starscream, it's definitely a lot cleaner looking, so... grats.
Mm-hmm. I am shocked. Shocked that they have the guts to release Voyager Prime in red and blue again.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, you know, after seeing... I saw Ironhide first of all these... So I saw Iron, I was like, wow, you know, they're doing a new accessory, new color scheme, that's cool.
The animated Prime. Wow, Perceptor it's cannon.
The same.
It's the one I have already. Yeah, it's Perceptor Cannon.
Yeah, but Prime's iconic, so you can get away with it. Yeah.
We added every a little big kid's gold have symbol.
I don't know, I thought they were going to give him a sword or something like that.
Yeesh.
Even just a handheld sword.
All the others got remolds, and Prime got nothing.
Well, to be fair, though, that Voyager Prime mold does stand on its own pretty well. It's got, actually, I think it's got the best example of the Automorph feature to date, in the way that its legs pretty much, yeah, the legs from the knees down wholly transform by themselves when you unfold them. It's pretty cool if you don't have the toy. Recommend checking that out. But
how can you not have the toy?
Some people don't have it, you know. I still, to this date, don't have a Cybertron, what's-her-name, boat woman.
Underblast.
Yeah.
Boatwoman thing.
The boatwoman thing that assumes the hilarious lolicon pose when she transforms. legs open. We also saw some hands-on shots of two more of the upcoming scouts. First was Depth Charge, the boat, who apparently has stilt action, whereby, as far as Pial can tell, there's actually enough tabs in there to have it look like it's by design... that you can transform him to either have normal kind of boot legs or legs that are kind of standing up like tall stilts on tiny little spikes on the bottom. So that was interesting. But, did you guys check out Death Charge at all?
I did not get the chance to check out. Why do we keep doing that? I did not get the chance to check out this out PR or Poe or Pogue or whatever you want to call him this week's review. The Dizzy.
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Well, it's pretty much a cool little boat former with an interesting transformation, and indeed, his boat shoes do form parts of his legs. They don't just hang off in all different directions with his knees buckled inwards. That's not a feature on the toy, I'm afraid.
I know this is going to sound really mean, but every time I look at that thing, I just can't help but think, these boots were made for a woman.
Omegas, what do you think of Captain Boat Shoes?
Have we figured out the name yet? Is it Blur? Is it Depth Charge? Is it what?
According to the instruction sheet we saw, it was Depth Charge, but I maintain it's Captain Boat Shoes.
Yes, because you know all the real names.
Indeed.
Rulebar.
It's Rulebear.
Rulebear.
Right. The second.
Rulebear.
It's not. It's actually a really nice figure. I'm loving the big turbine shoulder cannons that he's got. He looks like a scout that could kick your ass.
Well, there was another scout that we got to see. The pictures just went up today, actually. It's Baron Ransack von Joy, the biplane.
Oh, yeah. Some goofball in Canada put that up early. Jeez.
Yeah, we could try to, you know, make guesses based on those picture reviews, but I'm actually holding the toy right now, so I can tell you that it's surprisingly large in vehicle mode, considering that it's a basic because of those huge wings, and it compresses down into a really neat kind of vulture-like robot wearing an engine for a hat, literally. and it looks like he's got either a miner's cap light on his head or a small trumpet on his head. So I'm really in love with this guy, and he's got a little propeller on his chest. He's a doofy looking thing that literally does look like a biplane bent itself into the shape of a robot, and I love it.
I saw those pictures, and it kind of reminded me of those villain figures from the old Incredible Crash Dummies toys.
Yes!
Just made of big engine blocks.
Yeah, oh, I can't remember their names now. I had all of them, and I had the cannon they had where you shot the crash dummies out.
Oh, he's... And the motorcycle that I probably put a dent in the wall of how many times I bash that thing.
what do you guys think of the Baron, of Ransack, as some call him? Do you think he's a yay or nay? Do you think he's a wait and see?
Yet again, the more I look at him, the more I'm thinking I've got to get two or three for different colors.
It's got a lot of paint apps too. Like it's got like an airbrush effect on the wings and a ton of detailing. There's like gold stripes all over the thing. It surprised me how much detail there is on it.
I'll wait for the Hearts of Steel Starscream repaint. Thank you very much.
This head would not make for a good Starscream, I can tell you now.
Again, give the people at Radicon something to do.
This dude is wearing the engine for a hat.
It'd be like Starscream hanging out with Meth Kitty too long.
Check it out, Meth Kitty! I'm wearing an engine on my head!
Dude, cut back on the Energon.
It's like the dude at the party with the lampshade on his head. You know?
Look at me! I'm the life of the party!
Tweaks the little trumpet. Burp, burp. Check me out! I'm hopefully... Those scouts will all come out at the same time, except there's six of them, and they're all really cool, and I'm kind of expecting they're going to split over two waves, which is a shame, but...
I could see with the way they've hit eBay, the first four being the first wave, and then the next two being wave two back-ends.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see what they all look like in package, because I love the way they're packaged in robot mode. It's unique. I'm surprised the forklift even fit in there in robot mode, but, you know. That's also our podcast this week, so unless you guys have any little shout-outs or anything you want to add in, then we'll...
trying so hard.
We're all thinking!
Stop by
Everyone
the forums.
Draw tickets.
Say something in our threads. Come up with a new username if you haven't registered yet. Based off
and
of something random
stuff.
That we've said. Buy my stuff.
And buy my stuff, too.
Don't buy his stuff, just buy my stuff. Mine's better.
leave some iTunes reviews.
Yes.
I want to see us hit 50. If somebody puts up the 50th review, I will send them a Transformer of my choice.
All right, how many different computers do I have access to?
Spamming. See. Spamming.
Not if I get there first.
He's going to send you Masterpiece Grimlock.
No.
Anyway, yeah, that's been WTF at TFW this week. Stay tuned. We always have more coming. And we think that you all taste delectable like tiny human meatballs.
Farmer beans. Transform.
stay.